For some time, filming was big on this island, and the Manx made much money. Famous names came here to film. For Stiff Upper Lips, a comedy, Peter Ustinov was here, amongst others, and Castletown Railway Station was employed.
Take this running.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay, rehearsing and background action. And action!
You could feel the pulse beat a little quicker. Not your own pulse, of course, but then we were packed quite tightly as the railway station shot was rehearsed and rehearsed. And while I was waiting, I sought out line producer Simon Scotland for a few words on what was going on.
At Castletown, we're here basically all of today to shoot the exteriors of the train. And then when you actually see the film finished, the image is shot inside the train. We're actually going to be shooting down in the shed in Douglas and then putting the images in the background, because it's just not the scenery you see on the Isle of Man here. There's some rather bizarre events that will be going on in the background, so we have to do it both ways. But it's a full day here out of the station.
There's this famous thing about you have to shoot about 6 weeks to get about 2 minutes film. I mean, how much film would actually be shot here? How much will appear in the actual finished product?
Right, we would probably actually load about 3,500 to 4,000 feet of film stock through our camera in any one day. And if we get 3 minutes, we're doing very well.
3 minutes?
3 minutes a day. And there's 75 people here.
I suppose you're fortunate the sun's shining today. You couldn't get a much better day in March. Does that help your cause?
It does help us, of course. The only problem with sunlight here is we've got a great big engine shed that's casting a large shadow, which means our lighting people have to sort of put some sun in where the engine shed was.
There's always a black lining to
your
solar cloud,
yes. Isn't there? The only other thing we've been told about is it rains on the Isle of Man for 16 days on average in March, and we've been here about 2 weeks and it hasn't rained yet.
It is unusual, I have to tell you. You were up early this morning. I was talking to one or two of the local actors here. They were up at 6. I think you started filming about 7, was it?
I think, yes, we're on set at 7. First of all, a little bit further down the line. Down in Douglas, shooting basically the train passing through the countryside and through a few tunnels just to cut in. But this is the meat of the scene. It's from the opening of the film where the two leading gentlemen arrive back home for the start of their journey around the world.
It's a fairly small train. I mean, is that sufficient for your purposes?
Yeah, it's a very cute train, and it's fairly comical, and it's a comedy, so it doesn't really matter at all.
Cute? Now, filming is a complicated business, and you have to be disciplined when you're around the cameras and they start rolling.
Shh!
Pardon? At one stage, a car wash opposite started up, so a man had to be stationed next to it to stop it being used when actual filming was underway, or the shot might have to be scrubbed. A clumsy pun, but all I could find.